Former Senator and retired Ambassador to China, Max Baucus, was the guest of honor for the Council in the Classroom video presentation yesterday to high school students across the state. From towns like Freud, Hamilton, Darby, and Bozeman, students quizzed Baucus, who brought over 40 years of experience as a six-term U.S. Senator from Montana, then as the U.S. Ambassador to China. He was asked about North Korea.
The country that probably has the most influence on North Korea is China. There's no question. And we Americans, for the last several years, have been, frankly, trying to put a lot of pressure on China to put a lot of pressure on North Korea. And in the meantime, the United States has gone to the United Nations Security Council along with China, where the UN would pass resolutions sanctioning certain economic activity with respect to Korea.
One student suggested just bombing North Korea out of existence, which Baucus said would be a disaster.
Military battle heats up if we try to preemptively try to knock out some North Korean missile sites or nuclear capability. Kim Jong-un would, I'm sure, declare war, all-out war on South Korea and who knows where. It'd just be utter devastation. It'd be just awful.
Baucus said that North Korea's Kim Jong-un is using his nuclear capabilities to be taken seriously as a world power.
Kim's going to make sure that he stays atop of his missile and nuclear program to the point where he has clearly becomes a nuclear power. And only then, in my judgment, will he start to talk in a reasonable way with other countries, also other nuclear powers.
The Council in the Classroom series uses online technology to present guest speakers to multiple classrooms across the state and took place at the Montech building adjacent to the new Missoula College on East Broadway. A Democratic congressman is calling for an investigation into a $300 million contract, which was awarded to a small company based in Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's hometown of Whitefish. The Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority awarded the contract to Whitefish Energy Holdings to help crews restore transmission and distribution lines damaged or destroyed during Hurricane Maria. Representative Raul Grijalva of Arizona, senior Democrat on the House Natural Resources Committee, said yesterday that, quote, Congress needs to understand why the Whitefish contract was awarded and whether other more cost-effective options were available, end quote. An Interior spokeswoman said, quote, neither the secretary nor anyone in his office have taken any meetings or action on behalf of this company, end quote. She said Zinke knows Whitefish CEO Andy Tekmansky, quote, because they both live in a small town. The last Montana legislative session was a tough one with a budget that had to be trimmed, but there's speculation the money's already running out. Ever since the session ended, there's been talk of either the legislature or the governor calling a special session. Montana House Finance Chair Nancy Ballance believes the governor might announce a special session next month.
By the end of November, he has to make payments out to the individual schools across the state, and that is somewhere around $120 million to the state. So if he feels that he does not have the cash to make that payment, then that would be one of the things where he would call us back in.
Ballance posits another scenario that might trigger a special session.
One of the other drivers would be the fire bills that are coming due or any emergency that could happen, because his emergency fund and his fire fund are basically empty. What he would need is not only cash, but he would also need appropriation authority.
Although the legislature can also call a special session, Ballance said that will not happen. A former chief financial officer of the Rocky Boy Health Board Clinic in Box Elder has pleaded guilty to circumventing the approval process and taking out nearly $112,000 in loans from the health board's loan program. The Great Falls Tribune reports 60-year-old Kathy Ann Sutherland pleaded guilty yesterday to wire fraud. She told District Judge Brian Morris she used the money to feed her gambling habit. She faces up to 20 years in prison when she's sentenced February 8th. She's also agreed to pay restitution. Missoula residents should be getting their tax bills in the mailbox today or tomorrow, rather, according to Missoula County Clerk and Treasurer Tyler Gernat. Some properties were significantly reassessed this year. Those changes might come as a surprise, but there are actions that can be taken if homeowners deem their assessment to be unfair.
They can file their AB 26, which is an informal request for a reappraisal with the Department of Revenue in Missoula County, and that will start the process. You can also, if you would like to contest the process, at this point you're probably too late to have that fixed before taxes are due, which means that you'll also need to pay your taxes under protest.
Gernat says paying taxes under protest could result in a refund in the future.
For some reason, if they decide that your value was assessed too high because they didn't use the correct comparables or whatever method they used wasn't as accurate as it should have been, then paying your taxes under protest ensures that you can get that money back. If you don't pay them under protest, then the law prohibits us from refunding you the difference.
For those who don't want to wait till Thursday, Gernat says taxes are available online right now at MissoulaTaxes.us. Eight different people are for the final candidates to fill the unexpired term of Missoula City Council Ward 2's Ruth Ann Sweeney. It was also a replacement choice when Harlan Wells left the council last year. Councilmember Marilyn Marler has been through the process many times and pointed out some of the issues she'll be quizzing the candidates on this coming Monday night.
Some of the bigger issues in Missoula right now are affordable housing and property taxes. How are we going to keep paying for things? So, I mean, we have to have some serious conversations about both of those things. And so that's what I had an eye on when I was reviewing the applications.
Marler describes the voting process to choose the Ward 2 replacement.
Let's say the name of the person who we personally vote to appoint. And then if no one gets 7 votes, then we do it again. And if no one gets 7 votes, then we do it again. So it takes 7 votes of the city council for them to be appointed, 7 or more.
Marler said only the council members may vote for the replacement. The mayor does not have a vote. Our news talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station. Increasing clouds today with our high temperatures in the low 60s. Winds will be out of the west at 10 to 20 miles per hour with wind gusts as high as 30. Showers likely this evening. Overnight lows will drop into the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for KECI 13.